Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves said the cleaning up exercise is progressing well thus far. Dr. Gonsalves said the cleanup in Chateaubilay is still ongoing and should be completed soon.
In relation to the cleaning up is continuing, we had a meeting of NEMO Management, Emergency Management Council, with all the stakeholders on Monday, which I chair. We have it every week, naturally, to see where we are. And the cleaning up is going pretty okay. They're in Chateaubilay. There are a lot of cleaning up to be done in Fitzhughes. Probably later this week, next week, they'll be properly in Fitzhughes. They have to be creative with the kind of equipment they're using. Because the bridge is not completed, they want a chaps. Entering the main Chateaubilay. And if you have to take the side road, going wrong to plan. There's a big corner by the school. You have a little challenge, but they're trying to sort that out in terms of the type of equipment now.
The Prime Minister said the cleanup in the Orange Hill area is also expected to commence next week, and he noted that the government is continuing to assess the damage.
Next week, all things being okay, and with all the proper precautions with the seismic, we intend to begin to do some cleaning up in the Orange Hill area, because you have water back there. I think water has either reached Turuma or about to reach Turuma, because they had some pipes broken. CWS has replaced them. The assessments are going on, all the assessments.
Dr. Gonzalez also disclosed that the government has already ordered building materials to assist persons whose homes were damaged during the eruption.
The assessments are going on, all the assessments, housing, etc., housing and physical infrastructure. We have ordered some housing material. People have to have a little patience with us, and I just want to say that obviously the first call on these materials, it relates to those who have actually suffered loss and damage during the volcano. There are other needs, but this particular program is relating to those who suffered loss and damage through the volcano. So those are some of the basic things which are happening there on that front.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves, I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufriere Volcano Update.